Forecast Music is an adventurous new music group founded in Brooklyn, New York, back in 2001. Forecast Music's mission is to present innovative American music in both traditional concert halls as well as venues that might just surprise you. Coming up this Thursday night, October 18th at 8 o'clock, Forecast Music and Performance at SICA present the Triad Composers Project No. 2, Man and Machine, at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art. That's right, Forecast now calls Winston-Salem home, and its roster includes some of the world's finest composers and performers living right here in North Carolina. Man and Machine will feature works by John Beck, Lawrence Dillon, Mark Engelbritson, Michael Rothkopf, Alejandro Ruti, and Forecast Music co-founder, pianist, and very appreciative composer Eric Schwartz.
And so what we have here, particularly in Forecast, is these real fearsome contemporary music specialists, these people who love this music, who are particularly titillated by the challenges they present and are just, you know, they're world-class classical performers, but they have a special bent for 21st century.
Percussion has long been a champion of contemporary music, along with the saxophone section.
They're our best friends, and we have amongst the world's finest saxophone and percussion players on this concert. We have Tamer Sullivan, who is of the Prism Quartet, which is just an extraordinarily fantastic contemporary saxophone quartet. And we have John Beck, who is an amazing percussionist, not only a contemporary music devotee, but in this concert, actually a composer as well. He'll be performing an original work of his own, which I'm very, very excited about, a series of riffs off of music from West Side Story for solo percussion. That's going to be super cool.
And then Michael Burns, another outstanding musician and a champion of both, as you mentioned, classical music and contemporary music. Very few, if any, technical restraints on this guy in bassoon.
Yeah, he's outrageous. You know, the bassoon is obviously not one of the sexier instruments in terms of the repertory, the historic repertory. I mean, there's some wonderful concerti from the Baroque and whatnot, but bassoonists, much like saxophonists and percussionists, are more inclined, I think, naturally to be drawn to newer repertoire. They don't have quite the body of music that some of those other instruments have. And Michael has, you know, as another composer who really understands contemporary music and does amazing things with, you know, what is a big, often clownish instrument. He makes it anything but.
Piano and one of the best James Douglas right here in the Triad. And the preparation and commitment to the music is something you really appreciate in the audience.
Yeah, I mean, James is just amazing. I'm a pianist myself, but to see a pianist playing at that level is always just a little overwhelming. I mean, I've written a bazillion keyboard works, but I swear that almost consistently every work of mine that he's touched has been the best performance that I've gotten of that particular work. He's also a total goofball, and for works that are a little on the goofier side, you could not ask for a better, you know, shrieker or reciter or, you know, whatever nonsensical things we sometimes ask our performers to do. Jim is always game.
Forecast Music co-founder, award-winning composer, pianist, and University of North Carolina School of the Arts music director for the School of Dance, Eric Schwartz. Coming up this Thursday night, October 18th at 8 o'clock, Forecast Music and Performance at SICA present the Triad Composers Project No. 2, Man and Machine, at the Southeastern Center for Contemporary Art. Six outstanding North Carolina composers, a special 100th birthday celebration performance of the work of John Cage, and six of today's leading new music performers, in full disclosure, one of whom is violinist Jackie Carrasco, my wife. Tickets are $10, and you'll find links to more at wfdd.org/triadarts. It's a full hour of exciting new music at SICA. Drinks will be served, and as always, there'll be plenty of socializing among audiences, composers, and performers after the show. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.